Welcome once again to the Casper podcast, where we take a deep dive into blockchain technology and speak with those who are building the future of the decentralized web. I'm your host, Joe Benzo, and as usual, I'm joined by my colleague, Matt Schaffnit from the Casper Association. Thanks again for joining me today, Matt.
I would not miss this for the world, Joe.
So today we're coming to you from Las Vegas, where Matt and I are attending the Money 2020 convention with our partners, Nucleus Finance. Matt, how are you feeling right now?
You know, Joe, it's been a wonderful year and a really busy one at that. We started off at Paris Blockchain Week. We made our way to NFT NYC. We swung all the way to Singapore, and we're finding ourselves here at Money 2020 in Las Vegas, Nevada. The mood here is percolating. I can feel the energy. We're here with our colleagues from Nucleus Finance, and the Casper Association is really proud to support this project.
So why is it important for the Casper Association to be here in person at Money 2020?
Anyone talking about the future of finance has to include the discussion around blockchain. And we're not alone. We see forward-thinking financial institutions who realize that it's time to have an open, honest discussion on how we can improve the aging infrastructure that the industry has.
Okay, this place is buzzing. I think we finally found a quiet corner here with Sanjay and Peter.
Sanjay, can you give us a 30,000-foot level of Nucleus Finance? When people come to our booth, what is Nucleus Finance?
Well, Nucleus Finance, at its core, is about helping capital markets become more efficient. We do that using an algorithmic standard that are pointed to cash flows. By making the capital markets more efficient, we reduce the cost associated with issuance and tokenization of financial contracts. We also reduce the risk associated with issuing and lifecycle management. And last but most importantly, as we help companies grow, they're able to underwrite, they're able to reduce their cost to acquire, and fulfill more of their customer needs.
Being in a nation somewhat maybe under the microscope, sectors such as blockchain and decentralization and all this, and having all of folks from TradFi in your network, what's the reception been and what's the general motif there?
Fundamentally, people understand the core premise around blockchain. When you think about immutability, tamper-proof solutions, traceability, but the use case that we solve for, when you elevate it to that level, it's a practical application, it's a large market, and people can see the analogous approach that we've done in payment technology in capital markets infrastructure. It's very similar type of growth curve, innovation curve around tokenization. So we're the next big curve, and that's what people are seeing. They're seeing a great, a relevant association of what Nucleus Finance does.
Hey, Peter, it's been a pleasure to get to know you here in Vegas and meet for the first time in person. And I'm curious personally about what attracted you to the Nucleus Finance project. It seems to be a bit of a homecoming given you started as an equity analyst.
Yeah, I mean, you put your finger on it. You know, when you start your career as an equity analyst, you're looking through so many SEC filings and PDFs and inputting data from a PDF into an Excel and building these huge models. But the whole process is very fragile because, you know, you could literally copy one number incorrectly into your financial model and, you know, your cost of capital is different. Your valuation comes out completely different. And I remember thinking at the time, like, this is more art than science. And that made me deeply uncomfortable because I have a very rigorous view of the numbers. And when I came to Nucleus, what intrigued me was this idea that, like, the thing that itself is the very core of finance, the numbers, actually can be and will be and are being represented algorithmically. Because ultimately, we're dealing with numbers, we're dealing with computers. When you make those numbers algorithmic and there's a very specific sequence of cash flows, then you're not having to go through a PDF and back out of that like a creative sort of valuation. You actually have the numbers. And I feel that this is the direction that the financial world is going, and this is how capital allocation becomes more efficient. Sanjay, as the maturity of the technology increases, the industry is also facing some regulatory hurdles, and you mentioned, you know, algorithmic standards. Can you explain to people just trying to wrap their head around the need for open algorithmic financial standards and how you guys are taking advantage of that
using Casper as the, let's call it the settlement layer, maybe you have a different term for it, for Nucleus.
So inherent to our design at Nucleus Finance was choosing an open source standard called ACTUS, which stands for Algorithmic Contract Type Uniform Standard. The open source standard is able to cover 98% of financial contracts. So we're able to work with the largest banks, largest global banks in the world. And what that means is that we have created a set of definitions and algorithmic standards associated with cash flows that allow companies to essentially tokenize those financial contracts. I think the critical thing to point out is in a world where you have many banks, both private and public, that are inevitably going to trade, transfer, swap, collateralize these tokenized assets, you have to think about interoperability and you have to think about how that is essentially manifested. An open source standard will be widely adopted relative to a closed standard that is kept in the four walls of a single bank. And so that was a very critical strategic decision. And the fact that Casper was able to integrate that into the solution made us a viable product because we bring a standard that's open source and we bring the technology innovation to an enterprise level company like a large FI, Citi, HSBC as an example.
So you talk about algorithmic cash flows and those smart financial contracts. That's the smart part. And that's a very powerful and very disruptive tool to bring to the industry. And it's amazing that we're able to do that on Casper as well and use the benefits of, you know, the technology.
Yeah, we've essentially sequenced the financial genome of 32 different types of financial contracts. And that genome is the instructions for calculating all of the interest payments, principal payments, collateral swaps, you know, whatever is happening transactionally, that's encoded into the algorithmic logic. And you bring it onto a Casper blockchain that is able to do updatable smart contracts built on WebAssembly. It's already future oriented. You basically like automated a lot of the manual and error-prone issues that are taking place in capital markets. And that's how we make the circulatory system of global capital actually like move more efficiently.
Yeah, there is a lot of talk and a lot of excitement as well around tokenization of financial assets. However, as Ralph Kubli from Casper has outlined, a lot of these tokens are dumb tokens, right? They're literally tokenized versions of those PDFs that you were describing that you would manually enter that information into a large Excel sheet and these big data models. And so some of that is being tokenized into a PDF, but that doesn't describe the financial cash flows.
You're exactly right. The tokens that we see today, they're pictures of term sheets. So it's like you take a picture or you sequence the genome and you understand exactly how every single penny is going to move and when and why the calculations are the way they are. It's like a picture or the actual like DNA. And we believe you have to start with the DNA at the core, at the nucleus.
Matt, you have any takeaways?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're really sitting at the threshold of some major changes. That's at least what I've been hearing. When you're dealing with massive institutions and scale, these things are glacial. But the reality is we have tech stack problems that are antiquated and the industry is in desperate need of an upgrade. When we digitize the books and records in the introduction of the computer, we gained a ton of efficiencies, but we really left the big opportunity on the table. And that is that cash flows are binary, ins and outs, and accounting is categoristic. And we can approach it in a much more simple way. And I'm excited to see how that plays out and evolves.
We're proud to co-sponsor this event here with Nucleus Finance. We appreciate the insights here. I know you're busy on the ground talking to so many people. There's thousands of people at this event. It's great to meet up in person. As always, really appreciate the talk today and giving some more deep insights into what Nucleus Finance is building.
Always a pleasure, Joe and Matt.
I spit it at you with definitive lines, especially in these degenerate times. I'm coming at you with the infinite rhymes.
And if you are enjoying these conversations on the Casper podcast, be sure to subscribe. You can also leave us a voice message for a chance to appear on a future episode. We always love to hear from the listeners. So until next time, keep building, and we will see you on the next episode of the Casper Podcast.